Hello and welcome to
Ghost Speak,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
So we just saw Trap from 2024, directed by M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't think he needs a whole lot of introduction. I'll say real quick, I am a big M. Night fan. I think you're like kind of in the same boat as I am.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, his early movies, everybody loves, like, Signs and Sixth Sense. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows he kind of fell off for a bit. But the thing is, when he came back with The Village and did Old and Knock at the Cabin, all that stuff, I think he really embraced this, like, campy, like, fun type of horror style with the twist ending.
Yeah.
And I'm totally on board for that.
I am too.
I think he has gotten really good at these kind of campy, just good time horror movies with like weird concepts. And I think Trap, for the most part, falls in line with
it's
that.
It's definitely different than his other movies.
Yeah. So we won't talk spoilers right now. But like going into this, what did you know about it? Did you see advertising and stuff?
I think we saw one trailer a couple months ago.
Really?
I think so.
I don't remember ever seeing a trailer for this.
I'm almost certain. Maybe you went to the bathroom while it was on.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I remember seeing something. Actually, yeah, I think you were there because
I guess I blocked it out.
Probably. I remember like whispering to you, like, wait, why did they show that in the trailer? And I was confused. But.
Well, apparently, yeah, I blocked that out because I kind of went into this knowing nothing. Like, did you know anything about the story?
Oh, yeah. I almost knew the story. Yeah, because the trailer told me everything.
Okay. So, you know, I guess I had a stroke between now and then. But that was I'm joking. But that was a funny thing for me is I really avoided hearing anything about this. I just kind of wanted to be along for the ride. And I think right away, I was actually a little disappointed in the beginning because going into it, so they set it up as Josh Hartnett, is that the actor?
Yeah.
So he's going to a big concert. It's basically like a Taylor Swift, Beyonce style. Like,
yeah, it's very Eras feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This big concert with his daughter. And it's already like pretty interesting because in the beginning, he's just noticing like there's a lot of police there. It's like really weird high security. And I was starting to wonder like, oh, is this going to be like a, was that maybe the Belko experiment?
Yeah. I did not realize you went into it this blind.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy. That's
I knew it was something in a theater with Josh Hartnett. That's it.
What a gift.
Yes. Well, not really because I thought it was going to be like some weird thing where they're being trapped in there and the horror was going to be around them being trapped and like something happening to them, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Like, let's see what's going on here. And then it kind of takes a shift, which I guess most other people would already know.
Yeah.
Except for me. I was like the one person not in the loop. And I think it's still a really interesting concept. Because it's essentially that, I mean, this isn't a spoiler, right?
It's literally in the trailer.
I guess this is the concept.
If you don't want to hear this, then skip ahead here.
Yeah, I guess. But it's revealed that, he's this serial killer. And the trap is that they somehow knew he was going to be here at the concert, but they don't know what he looks like. So they're trying to create a trap around him. And, I think that's like, it's a super interesting concept trying to, where it's almost like the perspective of the killer, like trying to outsmart the police and get out of this trap.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really interesting. But again, without spoiling, I think it doesn't carry the momentum all the way. I think like the last third of the movie kind of falls off, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did the same for me too.
Yeah, because I think there was a lot of potential for this to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it is.
And it's,
it is.
Yeah, it was still pretty fun.
Yeah.
I just think it could have been better.
Yeah.
So you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that.
But so it winds up being this weird like cat and mouse thing with him trying to escape and them seeing to, it seems like the police are like always one step ahead of him. And that, yeah, that dynamic is, it's really fun.
I feel like you're getting into spoiler territory a little bit. So.
Yeah, I think it's a good time. I think if you like those kind of M. Night movies, I think I would say I don't like this as much as a lot of his other recent ones, but I also really liked Old and like those movies that I think a lot of people make fun of.
Yeah.
I think it's still just...
I really like The Village and you made fun of me for
So. Yeah, that rightfully. That was when I fell off of M. Night,
I think. I think that's when I got on.
Okay. No, after Signs especially, which terrified the shit out of me, yeah, I was like waiting. And yeah, it just didn't do it for me. But I think, yeah, this is more in line with like his more recent movies. It's just maybe not as good as those are, but it's fun. And I don't know what else we could say without spoiling stuff at this point, just because of the nature of the story. But did you have anything else before we get into that? Do you agree with what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree completely because I'm already worried you're getting into spoiler territory.
Let's just get into spoilers then. So yeah, I think one thing that did stand out is there's a point later in the movie, jumping way ahead, when his wife comments that like he seemed way too good at lying.
Oh yeah, you know, really jumping way ahead.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just to make a point here.
Yeah.
That made me laugh because all throughout this movie, I feel like every time he had to put on a face and like interact with people, he looked fucking crazy and suspicious as hell. It's like, no, like this is the most ridiculous, over the top way to perform this. So that was really funny because he seems so fucking sketchy like all the time.
Oh yeah. And it just seemed like he was like trying like overly to be kind and it came off just like very weird.
He's trying way too hard.
Yeah.
But
it works as the character.
I guess. But that was like funny to me because if they're trying to make it out like, oh, he's this cold psychopath who can just put on a face when it's like, no, he was so fucking suspicious.
Yeah, he was really creepy.
Yeah, I kept waiting, especially when he would be like staring at police characters and stuff with this like crazy glare. It's like, when are you guys going to notice? Like, this dude's a fucking weirdo.
Well, his daughter realizes. She's like, why are you being so weird?
Yeah, she does. So, I mean, yeah, I think for the tone of the movie, I think Josh Hartnett, like, does a really good job with the performance. But it is, yeah, it's very over the top and kind of silly. And it does, I think it helps the tone.
Yeah.
And make it interesting. Because, yeah, like, now that we could talk about it, I think the thing that really works is, yeah, the whole sequence, which is maybe like 2/3 of the movie, where he's in the theater and you learn that there's like this FBI profiler who just is able to like guess every one of his moves, you know? And it's funny because, yeah, he gets his hands on the radio and she'll be like narrating things that he's like getting ready to do.
Yeah.
So that's like really interesting, and watching him try and like poke it whatever holes he can to see like where he can get out. That was pretty fun. Like that was a pretty fun ride.
Yeah, because you get to see all this like problem solving happening in like real time, like him trying to figure this out, how he's gonna get out. It's interesting.
Yeah, I just think that unfortunately once he gets out of the theater, I started kind of zoning out, I'm gonna be honest. Like I feel like that kind of dragged a lot.
Yeah, it really dropped off kind of there and got really slow, and it just felt like every scene was kind of like really stretched.
Yeah, and I'll say I think overall it's like it really starts to drag, and I was just kind of along for it because I was like, all right, well, let's see what's the twist gonna be. Let's get to the twist. There's no twist. Where's the twist?
I think the twist might have been that she was in on it. Like,
what?
Lady Raven was also in on it, maybe.
What?
What do you mean?
That she was in on the murders?
No, she's in on the trap.
Oh, I guess.
I don't know, I'm just guessing. I don't know what, because if the twist was that this was not just a dad taking his daughter to go see Lady Raven, then that was already spoiled in the trailer.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, obviously that wasn't the twist because they kind of give that away. Yeah. I wonder if people were wondering going into this if like that was the big twist, that he was the killer, but that is not the twist at all.
No. It actually, they reveal that pretty early in the movie, actually.
I mean, it's kind of necessary, I think. Although maybe there's like an interesting version of this where he's trying to escape, but you're trying to make it the audience think that he's just like a normal dad, you know? Yeah. He wasn't convincing it with any of it though.
No. Honestly, when we saw the trailer, yeah. Maybe you were in the bathroom. That was what my original thought was that he was like a person realizing that they're going to be trapped in this stadium. And he's like, I got to get my daughter out. Like, that's what I thought it was. But then in the trailer, it instantly said, no, he's the killer and they're trapping him inside. And
it's if they're putting it in the trailer, that's obviously not like the twist.
So then what is the twist then?
There's no twist. That's what I'm saying. There's no twist. And that was disappointing too, because it's like, it's kind of a meme at this point that he's always got a twist in there. Yeah. But like,
maybe he didn't there's no want fucking to twist. Do a twist. Maybe he's done.
He needs to come back with the twist. Like, let's be real. If it's an M. Night movie, it's got to have a twist. And yeah, that was even at the end, because it kind of ends very suddenly because he gets caught. And then he is able to use like that bike spoke to open up his handcuffs, which, and he's like smiling. Clever. Yeah, but then it ends, and we were even sitting there like, oh well, there's maybe the twist is that there'll be like a little post credit scene that like, you know, flips everything on its head or something. No, there's just a little joke like mid credit scene, and that's it. Yeah. So even that was like I was starting to be like, oh, maybe he's got some big twist idea coming, and no, it was nothing.
Yeah, I will say, I think I kind of lost that anticipation towards the end, because I think I've already said this before, like, I really need movie trailers to just stop telling me the whole movie. Like, it just, you're ruining it for me.
Well, that's why I don't even watch horror trailers really at this point, unless it's something that just looks really cool, you know?
Yeah, but see, this is the kind of movie I would have loved to have gone into blind.
Like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to do that as much as I can.
Me too.
I mean, the only like twist I can think of is the fact that his wife, she kind of reveals that she knew he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
And it seems like she planted the evidence that led them to the concert. But even that's like, it was just regular storytelling. Yeah. It wasn't really a twist or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't really shocking.
But yeah, when they were in the theater though, I think all of that, like the only stuff that I thought was really weird is when, you know, there's an interesting wrinkle in that he's there with his daughter, so he's not free to do like whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. But the way that he's like, hey, why don't we just go outside for a sec? Let's just go outside for no reason. And then immediately changes his mind, like, no, let's go back in the theater. It's like he's really is acting so suspicious the whole fucking time. Like, there's no way that you could hide that, like, okay, there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah, well, his daughter points it out almost at every turn. Well, she's like, what are you doing? So weird.
But I think, I think that part of the movie is still, it's still fun. It's still up there. And I can appreciate, you know, M. Night's trying to work with his family a lot more. He's got his daughter in this one. And I think that's really cool.
I think that, honestly, that makes the movie a little bit more special to me. Because I just think that that's so cool that her dad believes in her so much that he's like, you're going to literally be like starring in this movie. And her music is good. Like, she's a very talented singer. And I think it was cool he like used his medium to kind of like showcase her talents. And I really think that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think his other daughter was like a producer on the movie or something. She just had her own movie, The Watcher, which we still haven't seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think M. Night, it feels like he is aging with me. I think he might even be, I'm not sure what our age difference is, but yeah, it does feel like he's hitting this like midlife moment where he's trying to figure out what's important and appreciate his family and stuff. And sure, you know, I can be on board with that. I just wish that maybe she'd been giving better things to do. Like, that sequence, I think it just lost a lot of the momentum. You know?
Yeah. Towards the end.
Yeah, once they left the theater and everything.
Yeah, all of it seemed a little bit like you're asking me to suspend my disbelief a little too much, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I get the stakes. Like, she's literally trying to save somebody's life, like, as fast as she can. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed awkward.
Yeah.
This huge pop star is driving them home, and well, she's like, I want to go to your house and stuff. And I get that that would be, it's hard because it's like, it's a weird line for me. Because it's like, okay, I get it's a movie and they're going to need me to believe this would happen, but it's like, it just seemed sloppy from a investigative part of it, I guess. I'm not sure how to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think it's funny because I didn't really have any expectations except I was hoping for something similar to his recent stuff. And maybe I was like a little disappointed in that. And where is the goddamn twist? No twist. But I mean, I still liked it though.
Yeah, I still liked it too. I'd say the beginning was strong enough for me that I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, it kind of carried it.
Yeah, they like really captured that like teenage girl experience going to concert thing. Yeah. Like, you know, like they didn't have to go so hard on it, but it was cute that you got to like see that side of it too.
Yeah, it is weird that, like, I think with his focus on trying to escape and everything, the relationship with him and his daughter gets weird really quick, though. And it does. There's not really, and that was even kind of sad because she seemed like such a nice kid.
Yeah.
And then knowing that her dad's just trying to fucking escape because he's a serial killer the whole time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But I don't got anything else. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank all the movies we cover. Okay. How do you feel about Above Slay and Under Pulse?
Yeah, that's fair.
Perfect. Right in line. That puts it at number 36 on the list. And you can also email podcast@ghostbeast.com. And like and subscribe.